This podcast replay is brought to you by baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do you have an injury that's keeping you from doing what you love? Take charge of your health and get back in the game with the help of the all-pro staff at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information.
We talk a lot about the corporate world, right? And especially on this show, because I've been so blessed, and I feel Sean probably feels the same way, that he's blessed. He doesn't have to deal with the corporate world every day and all the politics and everything that goes with it. And you've seen how I told you that Pat McAfee would have his kind of run-ins and issues, and he's already had it, where he's openly talked about people trying to, in his own company, trying to sabotage, you know, what he's doing. So I'm wondering, Sean, did you see what happened to Colleen Wolfe of the NFL Network? No. You know who she is? Little cute girl with the salt and pepper hair. She's like a host. She's not really an insider.
I've heard the name, but I don't know.
Well, so Colleen Wolfe, who's, you know, harmless, to be quite honest, this week on a podcast, Around the NFL podcast, she said that a very reliable source told her that on Sunday night in Orlando, a very heated conversation occurred between Jets owner Woody Johnson and Jets coach Robert Saleh. And apparently the Jets were unhappy with the report. Johnson took it to X and called it irresponsible. So now Colleen Wolfe, who works for the NFL Network, which is owned by who? The NFL. And now you're pissing off an NFL team owner. And a disagreement that apparently really did happen. But anyway, regarding my comments surrounding the Jets on Around the NFL podcast, no, I was not at the annual meeting. And yes, I was told of the exchange between head coach Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson by someone in attendance. Others on site Sunday night have since reached out and described the interaction differently. My intent wasn't to break news. I leave that to the insiders. My sincerest apologies to the Jet organization for unnecessary distractions during such a crucial part of their offseason. Okay? So, and then, you know, it's, she hasn't like necessarily redacted the report. And it's kind of been corroborated by other people that there was some kind of a heated exchange. And this is what happens when you work in the corporate world, because now her job is on the line because of that. It may not be. They might let it slide and all that, but they could easily, okay, when's her contract up? And then, you know, it might be a year from now. It might be 2 years from now. But then this is the thing that got you, you know, not rehired, not extended, you know? And because you work in that world, and she maybe got some good information, somebody gave it to her, and she was just sharing some information. But the problem is you work, you cannot share information about the people you work. You work for them. You can't be talking bad about them. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't fly. It's a shame, you know? But this is the business that, you know, we choose to work in. When you choose to be a part of something like this, you're going to have to deal with the politics of, hey, we've got a relationship with the team, because I've been told that. Sponsor stuff, I totally understand. When management goes after people because a host is slamming a sponsor, I get that, because that's money. And, you know, you're kind of affecting everybody at that moment. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of understand that. But this stuff, you know, this stuff is, this is why you would like to work somewhere a little bit more independent. If, and she's got to kind of know that. She unfortunately learned a brutal lesson in person. But yeah, interesting stuff with Colleen Wolf and the NFL Network and the politics of dancing. As who was it? Who's Scritti Politti? Was it right? Politics of dancing. I want to say, was it Scritti Politti? Look it up. Politics of the song "Politics of Dancing." Yeah. Politics of ooh, feeling good. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Scritti Politti, maybe. Reflex? That's what it is? Okay, Reflex. Okay.
Oh, there's a Politics of Dancing 2, which is by Paul Van Dyke.
Well, part 2, I don't know about that one. I only know Politics of Dancing. So it's Reflex, name of the band? Okay. All right. All right. I took a stab. I was wrong. That happens.